The Anthropic story from the Aspen Security Forum is one I want to spend real time on, because the implication of what was said there is significant. Anthropic's national security policy head told the forum that the United States leads China by approximately 6 to 9 months in frontier AI development. Not years, not a generation. 6 to 9 months, that is a narrow margin for what is increasingly described as a technology with national security implications comparable to nuclear capability.
And the context that makes that statement even more striking is that Anthropic is the company building the AI. They have a direct stake in how the competitive landscape is characterized. If anything, one might expect them to emphasize the American lead to attract investment and government contracts. The fact that their own policy leadership is publicly describing a 6 to 9 month advantage suggests they genuinely believe the margin is that thin and want policymakers to act accordingly.
Jamie Dimon's comments about broad access to Anthropic's Mythos model being a real issue connect directly to this. Dimon is J.P. Morgan's CEO and one of the most influential voices in American finance. He's not a technical person, but he understands systemic risk better than almost anyone. When he flags broad access to a frontier model as a concern, the implicit argument is about dual-use capability, the same model that can synthesize drug research or optimize supply chains, can also, in the wrong hands, assist in things that are genuinely dangerous.
This is where antitrust law becomes an interesting frame, Sarah. There's a real question right now about whether frontier AI models should be treated more like utilities, regulated for access and deployment, or like intellectual property that companies can distribute however they choose. And the legal infrastructure we have for thinking about this isn't really designed for it.
Walk us through that, Marcus, because I think a lot of listeners may not have a clear picture of what antitrust law actually allows the government to do here.
So antitrust law in the United States is grounded primarily in the Sherman Act of 1890, which prohibits two main things: contracts or conspiracies that restrain trade, and monopolization or attempts to monopolize. The key thing to understand about monopoly in the legal sense is that it's not just about being big. Having a large market share, even a dominant market share, is not itself illegal. What the Sherman Act targets is the conduct of using that market power to exclude competitors or harm consumers in ways that go beyond just being better at what you do. The standard the courts use is whether a company is maintaining its dominant position through legitimate competitive means or through exclusionary conduct. So when you apply that to AI, the question becomes, is a company like Anthropic or OpenAI behaving in ways that harm competition and consumers, or are they just very good at a very new thing? The government would need to prove not just market dominance, but specific exclusionary behavior. That's a high bar.
And it's a bar that doesn't map cleanly onto the AI safety concern Dimon is raising, which is less about market competition and more about what happens when a very powerful tool is broadly available. Those are almost separate policy questions.
Exactly. Which is why what's emerging from this moment is a genuine gap in regulatory infrastructure. We have antitrust tools for market competition. We have export controls for military technology. We don't have a well-developed legal framework for managing the national security implications of broadly distributed dual-use AI capability.
Anthropic is signaling its own awareness of this by hiring weapons experts specifically to guard against misuse. That's a notable internal investment, bringing in people with backgrounds in explosives, biological threats, and other weapons domains to red team the models against misuse scenarios. The EU lawmakers rebuking Anthropic for sending a junior staffer to an AI safety hearing rather than senior leadership suggests that the governance pressure is intensifying on multiple fronts simultaneously.
OpenAI's GPT Red, the automated red teaming system that uses self-play to find prompt injection vulnerabilities at scale, is a different approach to the same problem. If you can build an AI system that attacks your own models more effectively than human hackers can, you potentially close security gaps before they're exploited. The fact that OpenAI is investing in this at the same time that a hacker has been reported using Google's Gemini AI to run a botnet, with AI handling 89% of the criminal infrastructure work, suggests that the adversarial AI landscape is developing faster than most people anticipated.
That Gemini botnet story is important context. A Russian-speaking threat actor used a jailbroken version of Gemini CLI to operate criminal infrastructure. Trend Micro's research found that AI was handling 89% of the operational work. That's not a theoretical risk scenario. That's documented operational criminal use of a production AI system. And it happened despite Google's safety measures.